hate, hope, and swimming lessons. An American Summer with the First Syrians in Iowa by Robin Shulman. Just over a year ago, Ghazwa Al-Jabouli and her husband and five children landed at the Des Moines airport and became the first refugees from Syria's ongoing civil war to settle in Iowa. In their first summer in America, each step felt momentous. The first shopping trip to Walmart, the kids playing in a pool and taking the bus to school, all put the horrors of war further behind them. The years without sufficient food, the bombs that destroyed their house and ruined their city of Homs, the month they camped out in the desert at the Jordanian border trying to escape. 7 months later, as the family was beginning to acclimate to life in America, President Donald Trump took office and issued an executive order that would prevent more families like them from coming to the United States. As a result, something new crept into the family's life in their safe haven, fear. "I'm worried they'll send us back," Ghazwa said in January, right after Trump's initial order. She had heard rumors that Syrian children already in the U.S. would not be able to attend school and that families could be deported. "We're so scared we'll have to go back to the war." Others shared their apprehension. Yasir al-Imami, an Iraqi refugee who had become a caseworker at a resettlement agency that helps refugees launch new lives, greeted Ghazwa and her family on their first night in Iowa. He repeatedly offered reassurance. "You will be safe here," he said, again and again. After Trump took office, al-Imami said he would no longer promise that. "I don't feel like that anymore," he said. Now he says he no longer feels afraid because he can see that little has changed in the daily life of Muslims and Arabs where he lives. But there's a new sense of uncertainty about the future. Despite the administration's order, which was halted by court rulings, then reworked and has been partially enacted by a June 26 Supreme Court decision, Ghazwa and her family continue to build a new life far removed from their old one. In the past year, they have worked to construct their own American dream. The local resettlement agency initially housed them in a big apartment building filled with other refugees from places like Congo and Nepal. The kids had started off in crowded English as a second language classes in city schools that graduated generations of refugees. Ghazwa and her husband, Abdul Fattah Tamim, found a new apartment in West Des Moines, an area of sprawling homes and well-regarded schools. Abdul Fattah still works nights as a dishwasher in a hotel kitchen, a job he began the month after they arrived. They are struggling to get by. He's not getting enough hours and hopes to someday find the kind of work he did back in Syria as a house painter. The family has undergone cultural changes, too. In Syria, neighbors gossiped about women who drove cars, and Abdul Fattah discouraged Ghazwa from learning. Here, they both studied a handwritten Arabic translation of the Iowa Driver's Manual that previous generations of Iraqi refugees had photocopied and shared. Ghazwa and Abdul Fattah each passed the test and got their own used cars. For Abdul Fattah, the Dodge sedan and the move to a new neighborhood has meant a commute that took 2 hours by bus now takes less than 5 minutes. Their apartment complex has a pool, and the kids are spending the summer beside it. In the Iowa sunshine, they're forgetting the medical problems that came with a childhood in war, a calcium deficiency that led to problems with teeth for 7-year-old Hala, fainting episodes for 12-year-old Hadar. 16-year-old Nazir is hunting for a girlfriend to send emojis to. Life in Iowa still feels joyous and slightly hard to believe. Ghazwa says she's afraid sometimes it won't last. But unlike in previous chapters of her life, she's confident her children will have a future, she says. "When we were living in Syria, we didn't have hope. We lived in the present day only. Here, we're not letting go of the future."